this show on the road.
Okay.
All right, then I will...
You're setting the timer on your end.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okie dokie.
All right, talk to you then. Maggie, calm down.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. It's good to talk to you.
And you also. And what shall we discuss?
Well, Brenda and I were going to do this session together on Friday, and it didn't happen. We're assuming that we just needed one more day to play together and maybe let our questions gel. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, and allow yourselves to relax.
Well, good. We also thought it might be somewhat confusing having the two of us trying to talk to you at the same time. We get kind of giggly and excited, which is good. But I noticed Brenda called while Mary and I were talking, so I think her energy is probably participating with us today. So I'm going to just kind of, we had made some questions to ask you, and I think I'll start off with what we've been wanting to know most, and I know you won't do the crystal ball thing, but we're really wanting a status report on how we're doing in creating this life or place that we've been rather restless about, excited. You said about manifesting, and so we just kind of wondered if you could give us a status report on this place or life we're creating.
And first of all, what would your assessment be?
Well, we've been thinking that in terms of the timing, that maybe in August or September, when we turn 55, that we might start seeing some things click into place, maybe with the job market for me or Brenda in terms of making a move.
And what have you been doing?
Well, I think for both of us, we've kind of felt like it's really strange. I'm in a job I really like. She's in a job she really likes. We're both doing what we like, and we're kind of situated in a place, in places that are good for us. And so on some level, we've just been focusing on what we're doing here, but with sort of an overarching restlessness, sometimes an impatience as well, but just realizing, well, we like where we are and what we're doing, but knowing that this place where we can be together that's prettier, maybe with a community that resonates with us more, that is out there and it's coming. Is that too abstract?
I would, in one capacity, acknowledge you that you are each allowing yourselves to pay attention and acknowledge yourselves in what you are doing and what you are comfortable in doing presently, but I would express also that if you move in the direction of generating this choice to be in closer proximity with each other, which I will remind you that is a choice.
Right.
But if you do engage that choice, it is also important that the two of you participate together in generating some actions to engage that direction, to explore that direction. It is not a matter of merely thinking and expecting that that will merely appear from no thing. I would express that as with any situation, you create and draw to in relation to what energy you express outwardly. And that in many situations also incorporates doing. And in actuality, I would express in all situations it requires doing, but not necessarily outward doing. But in situations such as this, in which you would be generating a physical manifestation of creating a physical location or place that both of you could incorporate together in proximity to each other, and also generate the types of outward action and involvement that you do and that you enjoy, this does require some combined physical actions and explorations. Therefore, it is a matter of pooling your energies together and exploring and allowing yourselves to define through energy what physical locations are resonating with both of you, and how you each individually resonate with action in those physical locations, and what feels comfortable to each of you. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, it is a matter of implementing your treasure hunt.
So, Brenda and I, in the last couple of years, we've been spending vacation time together, and like we came up to Vermont, and immediately both of us knew that that area resonated with us. We just spent 10 days in D.C., and both, you know, realized that, okay, urban areas aren't for us. And so spending time together, we believe we've come up with a sense that we both would like to relocate somewhere on the East Coast or in the Northeast in a community, you know, that's near a university where I could be, but that had the potential for Brenda's bakery. Is that the sort of action and defining that you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So is our assessment, would you agree with our assessment that we both would, that the Northeast or the East Coast would resonate with each of us individually and together?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And, I mean, we're both also individually, like, I feel like I'm taking steps in my writing, the book I'm writing, and my different projects that position me to move into a position somewhere else without too concrete an expectation. And then she's doing the same thing in terms of her bakery work, identifying, you know, she doesn't want to work from 1 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock every day. So it seems like we're both sort of defining individually the parameters of what we're wanting to do. Would you agree with that, or are we still not pulling together on that?
Yes, I would agree, and I would be acknowledging, yes, this is the types of actions and the direction that I am expressing.
Okay.
And
okay.
I am very encouraging of that.
Okay. Well, sometimes I think we get a little bit confused between how abstractly and concretely we should be imagining what's going to happen, you know, how much attention to focus on simply what we're doing right now, but holding the big picture out there as well.
Yes, I am understanding. And it is important that you remain present and that you are aware of what you are doing now, and you are concentrating your attention and your energy in expressing more of your individual expansions in what you are doing now, and creating more comfort, for that also contributes to what you will be doing. For the more you become aware of what is comfortable for you, and the more you move in the direction of what is satisfying to you, the more you generate that energy to build upon what you will be engaging futurely. It, in a manner of speaking, is creating a foundation that you can build upon when you do choose to relocate and engage closer physical proximity to each other. And this, it is also very important that you begin to genuinely uncover with yourself what is easy, what is natural, and what is fun. Now, this is a direction that will also contribute significantly to building upon that foundation and your eventual move. But for you, it is important that you rediscover you, and that you can more clearly define certain aspects of you that will allow you to be more aware of what creates satisfaction within yourself. Therefore, it is important for you to begin defining and rediscovering what is easy for you, what is comfortable for you, and what does fun mean to you?
So, and in terms of me personally, I sometimes get a sense that is true in part for my career, but I don't know how to separate out how much of what I'm feeling is simply because I'm so invested in my career. Can you give me any suggestions about how I might, am I blind to other areas that might be more natural, more fun or easy than my current career, that am I just blind to those things?
No. Now, let me express to you, what you are doing in this moment is you are thinking in black and white terms.
Okay.
You have received what I expressed, and you immediately interpreted that in black and white terms in relation to your career. I was not speaking of your career. I was not speaking specifically of that type of direction. In this, I would express that in relation to career, so to speak, at this point presently, what you are doing and what your sibling is doing is satisfying to each of you. I would express that in that particular direction, that you do enjoy what you are doing, and that it is satisfying. This is not to say that you may not experience moments of frustration or moments of irritation or moments of uncomfortableness, but as the whole, or generally speaking, you do enjoy what you are doing in your career, and it is comfortable for you, and I would express that particular direction would not actually hold questions in whether you should continue to do that or whether there is some other avenue that you are missing, that you are not engaging. There are always countless other actions that you could engage. But it is a matter of what you are doing now, and if that is satisfying, there is not necessarily any motivation or reason to move in a different direction. And I would express that in this one particular direction, this is the one avenue in your experience that you actually do express some confidence. And that you actually do acknowledge yourself, and that you are actually satisfied with. Therefore, this one particular direction, I would suggest to you that you not question.
Okay.
And that you allow yourself to use that one direction of your experience as an example in the other areas of your experiences that you do question considerably.
So those other areas, that would be areas in which we're wanting to be more playful and creative?
Yes, and I would express wanting to be more genuine to yourself, wanting to express more of your own freedom, wanting to explore yourself and what you are genuinely interested in, what you genuinely like to do, what you are genuinely comfortable with. And many of these expressions or actions are not necessarily ones that are unfamiliar to you, but that you do not actually allow yourself fully. That there are always restrictions with, or that you consistently question yourself, should I be engaging this action? Perhaps I should be engaging a different action. Perhaps I should be doing this rather than engaging what I am. Yes, I recognize that I like doing what I am doing in this moment, but perhaps that is not a responsible action to do. Therefore, perhaps I should be doing a different action. This constant chatter and questioning of yourself and worrying of whether you are engaging right actions or not, and in that, not actually allowing yourself to genuinely, clearly define and evaluate what you genuinely enjoy doing, or allowing yourself to genuinely, freely express you in who you are.
So, this is going to seem ridiculous on the surface to ask, but I have to ask it. How do I know that? How do I know when I'm engaging in something that it's natural or genuine to me?
Ah.
How do I know that?
In actuality, it is very simple and easy.
I must not have wanted to hear that answer. I'm sorry. Damn. Okay. I'm listening. The dog may not be.
It is simple and it is easy. It is merely that you are unaccustomed to it, or you are very accustomed to complicating and questioning. Now, how do you know? The manner in which you can begin to practice identifying what you know is to begin to pay attention in the moment that you are actually comfortable. Now, you can generate an experiment for perhaps 1 week. Now, in this experiment, what you will do is, throughout each day, regardless of what you are doing, or where you are, or what you are engaging, it matters not. In each action that you generate throughout your day, I will express to you to pause momentarily, either before you engage the action or at some point while you are engaging the action, and merely ask yourself a question. What do I feel? Am I comfortable or am I not? Now, if you answer yes, I will express to you to note, to write that action upon a paper. Now, I will express to you to carry this paper with you throughout this 1 week. And each time you ask yourself that question, are you comfortable? Now, in this, include, do I feel easy? Not is the action easy.
Okay.
Do I feel easy? Am I comfortable? And do I feel easy?
Okay.
Each time that answer to yourself is yes, you write that upon this paper. Now, if the answer is no, merely acknowledge it. It is not necessary to note it.
Okay.
But acknowledge it. Therefore, you are, in a manner of speaking, logging the action that is not necessarily comfortable or does not feel easy.
Okay.
Now, this is an important exercise, for it will help you to define the answer to your question. How do you know if it is a genuine action, or how do you know when you are generating that freedom or allowance of yourself? Now, even in the actions that your response or your answer to yourself is no, it is not necessary to write that action, but acknowledge it and remember it. You can write it if you are so choosing. But I am recognizing in this moment your energy shifting and you are already beginning to spin.
I know, it's just so damn automatic.
And I'm
wondering now, next week while I'm doing this exercise, well, do I need to run out and try horseback riding? Do I need to run out and Reiki? Do I need to run out and try
No.
You're talking about just do my week as I would normally do my week.
Yes. Stop including and complicating.
Okay.
You are engaging the usual activities that you engage each day.
All right.
And you are engaging all of the mundane activities that you engage each day.
Okay.
Not including extra activities, but whatever presents itself in that day. And all of the actions, beginning in your morning and moving through all of the actions within the day. Now, understand that in relation to time, it will merely incorporate approximately 1 minute for you to recognize and quickly note whatever action you are noting. Whether it is, no, I am not comfortable, or yes, I am comfortable. No, this is not easy feeling. Or yes, this is an easy feeling. And remember, with the easy, it is not a matter of is this an easy action or not.
Okay.
It is whether the feeling is easy or not. Now, in this, even in the actions that you may answer no to, if you are pausing, recognizing what you are doing in that moment, asking yourself those questions, and your response is, no, this is not an easy feeling. Or, no, I am not entirely comfortable. That is not entirely indicative that it would not be a natural action for you. Therefore, it is not a matter of generating an evaluation of those answers.
Okay.
Not yet. For them, you are merely identifying, this is the first step. You are offering yourself the opportunity to define and to be generating more clarity. And in doing so, this presents actual physical accounts of what you do and what is comfortable for you and what is not. Now, once you have completed the week of generating these notes, subsequently, what you can do is you can evaluate the why. Now, this is the next step, which helps you to clarify what is genuine with you and what is not. For at times, you will notice when you review your list that there may be some notes with your list that you may have actually noted an experience or an action in which you list it as being comfortable and in which you list it as being an easy feeling. But it may not be an action that you want to do.
Okay.
in that it may be neutral, it may not actually be entirely comfortable, but you placed it in the comfortable note, for it was not obviously uncomfortable, and it was easy, or the feeling was easy, for it was very familiar. But when you review it and you recall the actual note, you may actually evaluate, this action is not actually an action that I enjoy. Now, this is the aspect of the why. When you recall and you review all of your notes in what was easy feeling and comfortable, or what was not easy feeling and uncomfortable, why was it? Why was it easy feeling and why was it comfortable? Or why was it uncomfortable and why was it not easy feeling? In some of the not easy feeling and not comfortable actions, you may also discover that you actually genuinely do like to do that action, but you are uncomfortable in it, or it is not an easy feeling, for you express to yourself that you should not do it, or you should not be doing it in the time framework that you were doing it. That there are conditions in which you would allow yourself to do that action. And if you are doing the action outside of those conditions, it becomes uncomfortable and not easy. Such as, hypothetical example, let us say that you are at your school and that you incorporate 15 of your minutes in which you are not obligated to be interactive. Now, let us hypothetically say that within that 15 minutes, you choose to be looking through a magazine, and you stop, you note, what am I doing in this moment? I'm looking in a magazine. And you ask yourself that question. Is this an easy feeling? And am I comfortable? And, to your surprise, you note upon your paper, no, it is not an easy feeling. No, I am not comfortable. Now, you are not generating any evaluations yet. You are only noting. Now, at the end of the week, when you review your list and you review that particular situation and you recall that experience in which you were looking at the magazine and you had noted, no, you were not comfortable and you were not generating an easy feeling, then you evaluate why. And that offers you the answer of perhaps you were feeling rushed. Perhaps you were distracted and you were also simultaneously thinking of other individuals or a student or a different situation or that you should have been addressing to a different action or that you were wasting time. Therefore, although you allowed yourself to pick up and look at the magazine, you were not actually enjoying doing it, for you were distracted. And you were not actually comfortable or relaxed in doing it, for you were engaging, thinking. Now, is that to say that you would not naturally enjoy or like to look at the magazine? Not necessarily. Perhaps you would. But this defines more clearly the expectations that you place upon yourself, and it helps you to define the difference between what is a natural action, what is you allowing yourself, what is comfortable for you genuinely or naturally, and what interrupts that. What do you do with yourself that distracts you or will not allow you to be easy with yourself or to be comfortable with yourself? Or it may be a situation in a very mundane action in which perhaps you are engaging the action of washing your dishes and you become uncomfortable or you become not easy in your feeling, for you suddenly recognize the time and you recognize that you should be preparing your evening meal. That you should be engaging in different action than what you are doing. And perhaps, while you were initially washing the dishes, you were comfortable, for you were allowing yourself that time framework to not be thinking and to be engaging a repetitive action that is calming. But you stopped it. And moved yourself into that rigidness once again of, but I must be doing this. I should be doing this. I'm expected to do this. Why? Once the week is completed and you can review and you are generating the evaluation, you are allowing yourself to evaluate what is the reason for each of these actions. What is the reason that I was comfortable and I did feel easy? And what is the reason that I did not? In that, you can also begin to engage the third step, which is, what do I perceive will occur to me if I allow myself these actions? what consequence will occur? Is it actually important? There are many, many actions, my friend, that you engage with in a day that are not actually important. But you think they are, for they are familiar. And they are attached to what you are supposed to do or what you are not supposed to do. What is expected or what is not expected. This will offer you the opportunity to more clearly define what actions are more natural to you and what would be more comfortable to you, which will be helpful to you in reintroducing to yourself what is comfortable, what is easy, what is fun. For I would express to you, for the most part, unless you are engaging your sibling within your mundane each day experiences, you have forgotten what is easy and what is fun and what is comfortable for you.
That feels right. I won't even ask why, I assume. But yes, that feels like a correct assessment. It's very interesting. All right, I shall practice and try not to complicate the hell out of the exercise. That's really sobering to hear, but it definitely resonates.
Okay. Let me express to you a reiteration, and very strongly, in this week, while you are noting, you are not to be evaluating and analyzing.
And of course you know how hard that is going to be, but yes.
I am aware, and this is the reason that I am emphasizing that statement, for I am aware that that will be difficult for you, but this is important. It is not to be analyzed and evaluated. That is not this step of the exercise. You defeat the purpose if you move in that direction.
Okay. All right. I will do that.
Very well.
I will do that. I will. I give myself permission not to evaluate. my biggest challenge in this life, but I will, surely for a week I can do that.
Yes.
All right. And it's amazing that you notice the shift in energy too. And I'll try not to involve you in my evaluation along the way either. Okay. All right. Well, Brenda and I have been we've had some physical manifestations that we've sort of been playing with. And they're probably associated. Let me skip to the ones that involve her first, and then I'll come back to one of the bigger ones. We both thought we were observing that our eyesight is improving. At the same time, we noticed this. I lost my glasses. Leaving Dallas, lost my other glasses. Coming home, so I'm now without both of my eyeglasses. Are we imagining that our eyesight is improving, or is this
no?
It's real.
Yes.
Yes. No. No. We're not imagining. Yes, it's real.
Correct.
So, are we experiencing the? We've also thought this in regard to our hair and other components of aging, we're actually manifesting improvements in our body.
Yes.
We also thought we might have been successful last week. Brenda had really severe toothaches, and so we tried to pool her energy, and I was sending her different colors of energy, and her toothache went away. Was that us actually making a change together in what she was physically experiencing?
Yes.
Cool. another area in which I seem to have more resistance than her is she seems to have an easier time with her weight than I do. I thought I had felt that I was regaining my physical strength and maybe more balance, more satisfaction, moving in a direction in which I was creating a body weight that I was more satisfied with. But then I had these moments in which it's like, no, I'm just forever doomed. But I have an underlying sense that I'm moving in a direction in terms of my body weight that's more comfortable for me.
I would agree.
And that I probably just need to relax and let it continue to happen instead of constantly comparing against Brenda.
I would very much agree with that statement.
Okay.
And let me express to you, I acknowledge that you generate this closeness between the two of you. And I acknowledge that you share considerably with each other. And I acknowledge that you generate very much in cooperation with each other, but you are individual persons, and in that I would express that regardless of your connection, regardless that you are twins, comparing yourself with your sibling is no different from comparing yourself to any other individual upon your planet. And I would express that it is ludicrous and a destructive action. You are you. Focus your attention and your concentration upon you and acknowledging your uniqueness. You are not her. And your body consciousness is designed and geared to you. Therefore, it is a matter of you paying attention and relaxing and not comparing and acknowledging what is comfortable for you once again, which, let me express, this is another aspect that can be included or will be included in your exercise in this week. For this exercise includes all of your experiences. Each experience that you move from one to another, throughout your day, which will include those time frameworks in which you are eating or not eating.
Okay. I will include that. That's good information. And something I need to practice on. Okay. When Brenda did a rising star energy session on me, and I had repeated horse imagery associated with that. I'd also had a dream about Chantal, in which he told me I had the face of a horse, which I interpreted, at least initially, as not being a very nice thing to say to me. but I wondered if there was, or what significance this horse imagery is. At the same time in the Rising Star session, Brenda said that she perceived me having a very restricted throat section, and I didn't know if that was offering me information I might want to pay attention to.
Yes, for that involves your own communications to you, which will be also addressed to in this week in this exercise.
Okay.
I would express that the imagery of the horse, although you did not incorporate it as a compliment, actually is a compliment. But I would express that this is imagery or symbology of strength. Power and strength with a natural gentleness, which you incorporate all of those qualities.
Okay. And I can see it, and I think on some dimension I felt that as well, and maybe a bit of playfulness as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I won't have that feelings toward Chantal then for telling me that. I told him not to come into my dreams anymore. I'll let him back in. Brenda had a question. She said, since her last conversation with you about her dream, she's been reading about death passages and dream exploration, and she feels like she's looking for a teacher to help her develop skills and guide her in those areas. And she's wanting to know if Derek O'Neill, who does the Rising Star stuff, or Robert Moss, who she's just bought a dream book written by him, if they would be a good fit for her, or if you would have any other recommendations about finding a teacher or a guide in that particular area she's wanting to explore.
I would express that these are avenues that would be beneficial, but I would also express a reminder to her to approach each situation or each teacher in the direction of gleaning what resonates with her and recognizing that what is being expressed is not absolute and that there is a factor of their own beliefs being filtered.
Right.
But bearing that in consideration, I would express an encouragement that there is information to be gained and that she can incorporate and apply that with herself in her exploration and her journey with this subject, and it may be helpful.
along the same track, do we, the Rising Star group, have we had many focuses, or do we have strong connections with Derek O'Neill?
Yes.
Okay. What is his front name?
Shia.
Is that with an S?
S H E A.
Okay. S H E A.
Yes.
Okay. And what about Dave? I think Dave Communal, who's one of his students. Is that someone's name?
Essence name. Telly. T E L L I E.
Okay. Are they a part of our book of focuses?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure how much time we have left. Okay. Let me ask this. I want to make sure I cover questions for Brenda. She has just met a fellow dancer. We call him Just Joe. How many focuses has Brenda had with him?
Forty-eight.
What is his essence name?
Essence name, Carl. K A R L.
Okay. And she had a sense that he has seahorse energy, is that correct?
That is a translation, but yes.
Translation, okay. I can't tell a lie. Do you know if the timer has gone off?
Yes.
It has?
Yes.
Okay. My sound is not very good on this end. Okay. Well, we should stop. We should stop then, and I'm sure we'll do other sessions soon. But I appreciate the sharing, and I shall practice diligently and not evaluate.
Very well.
Okay. Well, it was great talking to you.
And you also, my dear friend. You may offer my greetings to your sister.
I will indeed, and she asked me to send hers as well.
Very well. To you in tremendous lovingness and in great encouragement. And remember, I will be present with you in this exercise.
I shall need your presence. Thank you. And I always feel your love and energy. I appreciate it very much.
To you, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Appreciate it very much.
To you, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Appreciate it very much.
To you, my dear friend.